Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is Life with Monica Matthews. Somebody's gotta say it.
Somebody's gotta say it. How to become a more successful employee, step two. Just to recap, step one was bringing a complete person to the job. And the first way you start that is to prioritize your life in its entirety, your health, your family, finances, hobbies, basically everything involving your self-care, right? That will assist you in bringing a complete person to the job. You will not look to your HR department to put those aspects of your life together for you. And we all have areas of our lives that are waning or could be better or less complete. That is your life, not your employer's, in my humble opinion. So that was step one, bringing a complete person to the job. And if you missed that, you can go back and check out that podcast. Number two, you ready? Checking your attitude. Checking your attitude. One of my favorite interviews ever was with Dan Cathy, who's president and CEO of Chick-fil-A. And I don't care what your, you know, feelings are about Chick-fil-A and what you've heard in the news and all of the, you know, maligning that's gone on regarding their company doctrine, their faith-based statements, all of that. I just want you to focus right now on something very simple that he shared on my show years ago that I've never forgotten that they employ when it comes to their training their employees and their company culture, which is something called second mile service. And what that means, and they're quoting from a scripture that I don't have right in front of me, but what that means is there's a scripture in the Bible that says, if your brother asks you to go a mile with him, go two. Really simple, right? So it's really overextending. And the overextension will come back to you exponentially. For those of you who are not maybe into Christianity, maybe you're into karma. You understand that things have boomerang effect, right? Things come back around. Some things are good, some things are not. But undoubtedly, whenever a customer of your company, no matter what type of business you're in, if it's wholesale or retail, when someone has a bad experience with anyone in the company, it reflects poorly upon the entire company. Yes or no? Yes, it does. So in your quest to become a successful employee as an individual, something that you can employ is that little thing called second mile service, something that my producer said was becoming a boundary spanner, right? So look around you. Even if the question that comes to you or the request that comes to you is not in your lane, it's not in your job description. Maybe you have things in place, though, that prohibit you from stepping outside of your lane because your company has set up some pretty stringent boundaries, you know, to protect themselves and you and the customers. Fair enough. Always, 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 always adhere to your code of conduct at work. No matter how you feel, what you think about it, if you disagree, if you signed and agreed to that code of conduct, that's now your constitution. That is your workplace constitution, period. Don't try to fight it. Don't try to argue with it. Buck the system. If you don't like it, find another place of employment. It's very, very simple. It's nothing personal. I'm sure it's nothing racist or sexist or any of the ists that we like to come up with to make everyone's life more litigious. I don't think that's it. It's that this works for us. A group of us got together and decided this is our constitution. You said amen. You collect a paycheck from them after agreeing to this. So get in your lane and adhere to the code of conduct. I know where I work, we have a very stringent code of conduct with regard to relationships and how we interact with one another. And our HR doors are wide open. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, complaints, you are expected and required to show up and communicate. That's another point. From what I understand, manager's number one complaint is that employees do not communicate with them. Okay, that's part of being a boundary spanner. I would say that seeing the whole picture instead of just your lane is very important. But you have to start with mastering the expectations of your own lane. And if management isn't helping you expand those boundaries, then find out for yourself. If you don't have the answer, if people aren't communicating with you, go find it. Go find it. Because in the long run, love this. This is something that one of our bosses here at the station just said, my producer reminded me, that we're all in the revenue business. So whether you're adding to it or detracting from it, we're all in the revenue business. And if you have a JOB or you are your JOB or you're self-employed, you are in the revenue business. Capitalism is not a four-letter word. It is just not. Just, I was talking about something on my show recently about a grocer retailer in trouble for protecting their merchandise. And I thought to myself, when did we, and people thinking that it was racist to do so? There's the ists and the isms again. And I thought to myself, when in the heck did we get to this place of being so feeble? When did we become so emotionally and mentally feeble? So when you show up at work, are you feeble? Are you whole? Are you happy? What is your attitude? Checking your attitude means, do you understand what you need to understand about the company, about your job, about other people's lanes, and seeing how the entire system works? I'm not encouraging you to get in someone else's lane as much as understand what all the lanes are that create this giant machine called your company, so you can be a more successful employee. I mean, because let's face it, even the lowest paid member of the corporate food chain in your company can blow it for the entire food chain. This goes back to one person having a horrible experience with one person. Maybe they felt inconvenienced, you know, or like you felt inconvenienced. Like they come to your company, they come to your retail store or whatever. They have this one, or they call you with help for something. They're at the help desk and they get this sense that they're not a priority, that they're completely inconvenient. All the things that we complain about with government agencies, many of you are perpetuating in your workplaces. And you have to stop and ask yourself why. What are you so bitter about? Why do you feel slighted? What are you so jealous about? What are you coveting? Whether it's someone else's vacation time, someone else's salary, someone else's progress, upward climb. The only reason we get so slighted by stuff and we start casting that type of an attitude to others is because we've got this dialogue going on in our head that's likely not even true. And you know why we don't get the vacation time and we don't get the raises and we don't have the ha-ha, laugh-laughs at the water cooler with management that other people do? Because we don't ask for it. So I want to encourage you to check your attitude. Second, mile service. If someone asks you to go 1 mile, go 2 with them. Something else to consider is what type of an attitude you're walking in with. So a lot of us are coming in with burdens from kids, traffic, oh gosh, just transportation. Trying to get to work for most of you is, you know, is like a triathlon. It's just a mess. And so by the time you get to work or you've got bills or sick parents or sick kids or whatever, you bring all that stuff with you, and that attitude can make or break everyone else's attitude around you for the day. So you're setting the barometer. I tell men this a lot in your personal lives, in your homes, husbands, you set the barometer of your home. As a radio personality, I don't have the luxury of bringing in my drama with me whenever I'm live on the air. When I'm recording, I can come in as crappy as I want to. But when I'm live on the air, what good does it do to cast that burden onto my audience? So think about that. You're going to have to be a little bit of an actor. Even if you don't feel a certain way, in the era of feelings trump everything, I want to encourage you to check your attitude. Go the extra mile. Sometimes going the extra mile means checking yourself before you wreck everyone else around you and yourself. All right. And it means having to put on a face. It doesn't mean you're fake or you're wearing a mask at work. It means you're not burdening other people around you with your stuff unnecessarily. Again, remember, you're there to create revenue. Okay. Well, day three of the step three, rather, in the process of becoming a successful employee is coming up. So you're not going to want to miss that. Very important piece of the puzzle. You can follow me at Monica On Air Talk on Twitter, The Monica Matthews on Facebook. Subscribe to my podcasts at iTunes. You can also catch it at Stitcher and Google Play and many, many other download mediums. Thank you for sharing my material. I appreciate you. Have a great day. Be kind to yourself first. Love you.